Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle, declared by Forbes magazine as the wellness expert you need to watch. Today we are going to be talking about skin tones with sculpting, about journaling, and also about this new law that's just been passed in Australia. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to talk to you about Evolve Organic Beauty, because one of the main concerns that often people write into me about is lackluster skin, dull skin, dehydrated skin, hyperpigmentation, dark circles and sunspots. So these are all issues which can be resolved with this really rather lovely serum, which I'm a big fan of. Now, Laura, who's the brilliant founder of the brand, is giving us a brilliant discount of 20% if you put in Brindle20 on her website. So to take advantage of the serum offer and all indeed the other products that she offers, do head over to the Evolve Beauty website and type in Brindle20 to get your discount. All of the terms and conditions are listed there, and you can have a look at this brilliant, brilliant beauty brand, which I highly, highly recommend. Before we go into the nuts and bolts of today's episode, I just want to talk to you about the Naked Pharmacy, because we're partnering with them. Now, for very, very good reason, there's a huge amount of synergy between what I do here on Own Your Health and what the Naked Pharmacy offer. And the main thing is, aside from their fantastic products, they've got this registered pharmacy where they offer you advice, and you can literally book yourself an appointment for either yourself or anyone in your family to talk to a registered pharmacist. Their products are all science-backed, but then you can actually have a consultation for free. Now, this is invaluable, and it's very much walking the same walk that I'm doing here, which is to try and give you the benefit of our expertise as much as we possibly can before you're actually thinking about buying products attached to that. And that's what I love so much about the Naked Pharmacy. So you can book yourself a consultation for either you or any other member of your family, and their products will cover a wide range of conditions, just like we talk about here, whether it's mood, menopause, weight loss, aches, pains, headaches. Basically, you name it, they're going to cover it, which is really what we're doing here. So it is a real delight and pleasure for me to be partnering with them, and I wholeheartedly endorse. So also, aside from this incredible offer of free consultation, which frankly is worth its weight in gold, they are also offering you 20% off all products as well if you use the code KT20 on their website, which is thenakedpharmacy.com. So go over to the website, you can get yourself a free consultation and 20% off all their products. The terms and conditions are all listed over there. But other than that, I am so excited to be entering into this partnership. Now we can go into the episode. So one of the questions which I received several times actually has been about using the sculptor with different skin tones. And what are my thoughts on this? Well, the first thing to say is that the general answer is you don't really need to do anything differently if you've got darker skin tone. But the first thing to say is that for everybody, what I will always suggest is that when you're doing dry body brushing or sculpting, you kind of want to do sort of aiming for up to 5 minutes per area. But what you must do is to start gently and build up. I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make when we get a tool, because tools in body care are not, they've kind of had a bit of a moment in the last sort of five or six years. Up until then, we didn't really use them. They're a bit of a sort of novelty, whereas now they're coming in. And the thing is, once you've just bought something, so let's say here's the sculptor, you buy it, you've got it, it's arrived, and you're excited. You think, oh my God, this thing's great. And I've told you all about it, and I've shown you before and after photos, and you're thinking, oh my God, this is going to sort out my tummy, my bingo wings, my cellulite, my whatever it is. I've got a bikini to get into next month. And the chances are you're going to overdo it. And that's the thing, doesn't matter what skin tone we're dealing with here. The most important thing is to start gently and build up. So I can now do a sculpting routine on my body that could take up to an hour, but that's because I've been sculpting my body for ages. And so when I start, I would always recommend that you do about 3 to 5 sweeps per area. So that's only going to take a few minutes. And notice how your body adjusts, not just your skin, but also what's going on under your skin, your organs. Your symptoms. Do you feel tired? Do you feel nauseous? Do you feel emotional? Because the thing about using body tools is that they're going to tap into your body's natural ability to heal itself. It's a tool for the job. Think of your body like a garden. So just like a garden, you need tools, you need a trowel, you need a fork, you need gloves, you need secateurs, you need various different things in order to do the job. But what you don't want to do is go crazy too much too soon, because then you might overdo it. And the body is the same. Now that these tools are finally here, thanks to me and the Hear You method, it means that you've got the right tool for the job. But what it must mean is that you go gently and you just allow the body to accommodate and to infuse the work that you've done and to get used to it. Because if you don't, what can happen is you can have a healing crisis. Now, that's okay. And I've talked about healing crisis in an earlier episode. You don't really want to have a healing crisis if you can avoid it. I mean, I personally don't mind because I'm used to them and I've used to them over the years. But if you're not sure, then the safest way to do any of these tools is to go slowly and steadily and not get over carried away because it's just arrived. And remember that, you know, a tool is for life, not just for Christmas. So once you've bought this, as long as you look after it, you've got it forever. So you don't have to go bonkers. You don't overuse your colander in the kitchen just because it's just arrived from, you know, wherever, John Lewis. So the important thing is go slow, go steady, observe the reaction to the body. Skin tone doesn't really make any difference. And make sure that you do these things slowly and safely. And that above all, if you have any illnesses, that you have read the contraindications on the website, you've looked at the FAQs, and if you're under any illusions or if you're under any concern, please make sure that you've spoken to a medical practitioner, because all of the information I give you is not a substitute for Western medicine advice. This is stuff that you can do safely, as well as sitting in that comfort space of that's not going to do any harm. But if you overuse the tools too fast, too quickly, that potentially could do some harm if you've got some kind of underlying condition sitting underneath. So that is what I would suggest. The next question is really interesting. So they've just passed a law in Australia, which is called the right to disconnect. You're not expected. So for anyone's like, what's this? Okay, so you're not expected to work by answering calls and emails outside of working hours. That's what the law says. And it's just come into effect. So I'm just reading my notes because it's kind of hot off the press. So this has just come into effect in Australia, and it's offering to relieve people who feel forced to take calls and read messages for employers after they finish their day's work. And the new law allows them to ignore communications after hours if they choose to, without fear of being punished by their bosses. And a survey published last year estimated that Australians worked on average 281 hours of unpaid overtime annually, and that was sourced from the BBC. So what are my thoughts on this? Well, obviously, I'm going to be all in favour, because I think one of the main issues that we face in modern society is that we don't disconnect. Now, interestingly, it's relevant that this should pop up this week in the questions, because last week I disconnected. For the first time, I was off my device for 5 days for the first time in 6 years. I haven't had a day off my device in 6 years. Now, that doesn't mean to say that I'm excessively using it. I use my device for work because obviously that's my job. And there's constantly this kind of narrative in the back of my head about making sure that I'm creating good content, sharing funny things, feeding into my lovely community, which I love more than just as much as my own family. But nonetheless, it's constantly there. And I went away for a birthday party and I thought, I'm actually going to use this as an opportunity to completely disconnect. And so it's a recent experience. And despite the fact that I've been on some lovely holidays in the last few years, I can honestly say that those 5 days where I completely switched off and I didn't have my phone on me, I took no photographs, I didn't do anything. I just went with what I was doing and enjoyed myself into it. And I felt properly rested. Properly rested. Because the thing is, with these devices permanently on, constantly giving us something to look at and something to think about, is that there's a constant state of fight or flight and action, yang energy coming into the body, and the opportunity to rest is taken away because there's always something else to do. It never stops. It's this kind of constant thing. Now, so the first thing is my own personal experience of this is that I absolutely endorse the fact that we do absolutely need to disconnect. And that goes for people whose jobs are actually connecting into this content. The second thing, though, which is really interesting, is that what people don't necessarily realize is that the facial features connect to the organs on the inside of your body. And organs, according to Chinese medicine, control everything. So if you want to own your health, you need to understand that. You need to understand that your organs in Eastern medicine have way more responsibilities than we give them in the West. They give them all the responsibilities that we give them and more. And it's the and more bit that you need to be aware of. Now, in this instance, it's all to do with your liver. Now, your liver opens into your eyes. If you look at your eyes, they look a little bit like a liver. Okay. Now, that's often why your eyes will get bloodshot if you've had too much alcohol the night before or a late night, because alcohol and late nights aggravate the liver and it starts to kind of create pressure, which then creates other problems. So eye health and liver health are one of the same thing. Now, it works both ways. If the liver's unhappy, it will reflect into the eyes, but vice versa. If too much information is coming into the eyes, that goes into the liver and has to be processed. And if that information is negative in any shape or form and brings about it states of comparison or frustration or bitterness or even anger, because we get a lot of keyboard warriors and trolls and all that sort of stuff where, you know, people start sort of saying nasty things, that's all connected to the liver. And that is low level energy frequency, which is not healthy. And the other thing that we need to bear in mind is that the liver is the one of the primary organs when it comes to good sleep, especially the early stages of sleep, the bit when you go into deep sleep. And one of the big problems that we tend to find is that we often, and I know I'm looking at a blank screen right now because all of the Own Your Health team are behind a blank screen, but we've discussed and laughed about this before, that everyone on the team looks at their phone before they go to sleep. And then go to sleep. Put the phone down, light off, go to sleep. Or worse, light off, check phone, put phone down, go to sleep. That's even worse because then you've got all the Blu-rays going into your face. So the idea is that it is really detrimental to your liver health to be doing thought things and visual things before you go to sleep. What you should be doing as you prepare for sleep is relaxation techniques. So we need to do foot bathing, we need to do some body work with the body tools, all the night things that I talk about. And then we need to get into bed. We need to dim the lights. We need to have no distractions in the room. And then you need to read a book. I know, that old fashioned thing. A nice reading a book before you go to sleep. A nice story, something lovely, something nice, preferably. Not watching the latest episode of Netflix, which in this day and age is so unbelievably lifelike, it's quite hard for your body to even work out what's real and what isn't anymore, especially with virtual reality and AI. And then we go onto our phones and then we're dealing with work problems and our brains are ticking over before we go to sleep. And then all of these messages are flowing into your body. And then the problem is, if you're feeling that you have to do all this stuff because of work, it's normally that you're going to end up sidebarring off into your social media feeds after that, just to kind of relax the body. And then more images are coming in, more comparisons, more negative energy. And somehow or other, your body has to process all of that whilst it's asleep. But the thing is, your body, when it's asleep, is processing everything that was going on that day. So it's vitally important before sleep that we prepare for sleep and try and offload what's happened that day by doing some self-care practices beforehand, getting ready for that deep moment so that you alleviate all the pressure off the body whilst before you go to sleep, so that whilst it's asleep, it can go deeper into rest mode and heal itself, because the body heals itself when it's asleep. And in my opinion, what I've observed in society is that we are all under total assault all day, every day. The amount that we have to get through in a working day is insane. And I know there's many privileges to being in the 21st century, but there are also many downsides that we have to be aware of. And the amount of information that we have to process and the speed at which it's flying by at us is very detrimental to our livers. I always say to people, if you want to kind of see how we've evolved in kind of the last 100 years, where things go so fast now, just go and watch the first episode of Downton Abbey. I know it's quite schmaltzy into it, although I quite like it. But you'll see the pace. You'll just see the pace. You know, the motor car was only just coming in. People would walk to where they needed to get to. If they were lucky, they had a horse, but you would go at the speed of a horse. That's the fastest you could go. Whereas now you can go at 70 miles an hour on a motorway, or you can go at 150 miles on a train, and it whizzes by at a much faster rate. And therefore your expectations of what can be done, everything's instant. That's happened in our lifetime. So it's quite useful to just go back and notice how things used to be done, to just see how fast things have sped up, because it's become normal. And it's not. Your body has evolved over millions and millions of years, and what's happened in the last 100 is exceptional. It's brilliant in many ways, but we as modern day people have to learn how to manage that in order to stay alive and to actually enjoy our lives, because it's not just about living. It's about actually having a nice time whilst you're alive. And that's the other sad thing I've noticed, is that many people aren't actually very happy. And that's something that we need to be aware of. And bad sleep is the first thing to that. And overuse of social media and overworking hours and this always on is a disaster. And then the final one is, we were just talking about, what are your thoughts on journaling? And could I do an episode on it? Well, I guess I am doing an episode. We're going to do a feature on this episode on journaling. So Now, there's loads of people talking about journaling, so I don't want to really give you the stuff that you probably already know about why it's good. I'm going to give you my take on journaling and what Chinese medicine has to say about this. Journaling is really healthy. So just like, so au contraire to what I've just been talking about, this is the opposite side. So if you don't fancy reading a book, then I do suggest you get a journal out. So put your phone down and get pen and paper out and get a nice book. The first way to do journaling well is to go and get yourself a really nice book. It doesn't have to be expensive, it just has to be attractive and you have to like it. So I was in WH Smith the other month because I was needing a new journal. They had this lovely Van Gogh covered book. It was like £4. It was brilliant. Thick, lovely big lines, perfect. Nice pen, boom. Right, so then first of all, I'm attracted to this book. So it feels healing before I've even started. And it then becomes sacred. It becomes a ritual. So a sacred ritual is something that's really good. We used to do it loads in the olden days, okay, before we were online all the time. So let's get a bit of sacred ritual back. So if you want to get a scented candle on the go at the same time, all the better. And try and give yourself a sort of sacred time. So I've done my foot bathing, I've done my tapping, I've done my showering, I've done my whatever. I've now got myself into my nice pajamas. I'm now in bed, got scented candle, got nice light, got my glasses on. And right, I've got my pen at the ready. Right, now I'm going to journal. Now, what am I going to journal? Well, when you start, the first thing that I would recommend is you just free flow any old thing that comes out your head because you don't want to overthink it. Because the thing about journaling is it goes back to your liver. Because the liver, aside from all the things I've just said about it, which does not like scrolling through social media and overthinking, what it does like to do before it goes to sleep is decant. It likes to decant what's happened that day. So the first thing that I would start to do, if you've never done this before, is just write down what's happened. If you're sat there going, oh, I don't know how to journal, just write down what's happened today. Literally start with that, going, today for breakfast, I ate blah. And then my daughter came in and she started shouting at my son and they had a massive argument. Okay, just like that's like fairly normal standard stuff in the Brindle household. And how did I feel about that? That's the next thing. There's the journaling starting right there. I'm their mummy. So what did that make me feel? Well, that disrupted my breakfast for a start. She says, I'm literally talking about this morning. Okay, so that disrupted my breakfast. So that was the end of that. That made me unhappy because I was looking forward to my scrambled eggs that I just cooked. And then I had to deal and diffuse the situation. And that made me sad that my children didn't get on very well. Okay, here comes the journal. Okay, so there's the processing opportunity for me before I go to sleep and shut everything down for the day to just offload that. Okay, then what did I do about it? Well, then I sat them down together and, you know, we created peace and harmony. That made me feel good. So the first level of journaling is to just literally just process your day. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. So there's my starting point for journaling and I think it's incredibly healthy. Okay, and if you're not sure or you've started that and you kind of run aground, just message me, okay, at, where are we? ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. She says, God, sorry, I've just come back from holidays. My brain's coming back into gear. So just message me and go, well, I started that and it didn't help. So if it's useful, I'll put it in the comments below so we can just kind of give you some shared tips. So that's the starting point. If you're used to journaling, you're like, oh, I've done all that already, Katie. It's like, right, all right. So the next level of what I like to do for journaling is what I call the ABC list. And this is where journaling can start to become more advanced because the thing about the liver, and the liver is such a primary organ for good sleep, and the liver can get really agitated when it's not happy. It gets bitter, it gets you get rancor, you get anger, you get frustration, okay, you get agitation, you get stress. It's like, it's that kind of energy. It's that. So when we harbor negative energies like that, okay, like things which are sort of unforgivable, which we've all been through, this is now becomes a healing process because this is where we want to start going into states of forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is key for good sleep and good health. And you would be amazed at the amount of people out there that have had unforgivable things happen to them that they're lugging about because they've got every reason to be upset about it. And yet, actually, the key to your health, the key to the kingdom of owning your health is forgiveness. It is one of the most important things I can ever teach you. And I know I probably say that every episode because there's a lot to teach and I really enjoy it. But it is key to forgive. And using your journal is one of the best healthcare practices that you can do because it will help you deal with it. So how? Okay, so once you've done the basic stuff I've just talked about and you've got used to doing that and decanting the day, now you can go to the really deep, the good stuff, right? Or the even better stuff. Okay, so the first thing is write down all the things that have pissed you off. Just write it down. free flow it down into that book. It doesn't matter how petty it was. Somebody could have cut you up in Sainsbury's and taken your parking space. Somebody could have practically run you over on a zebra crossing. I'm just drawing on my own life experiences here, where you're just like cross it, minding your own business, and they were, you know, they practically ran you down. You think, oh my God, you literally nearly killed me. All the way through to somebody has literally stolen things from you, or they have really hurt you, or they have, like, I don't know, a love affair that totally gave you total heartbreak. You know, whatever it was, someone's disrespected you. Someone's literally, they said they, I don't know, you've lost your job because they came in and took it from you. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. This is your journal. You write it down. Okay, and you just free flow everything. Everything, it doesn't matter. My twin sister took my toy when I was 6 years old and it really upset me because then the dog ate it and I loved that toy. It doesn't matter, whatever it was, it doesn't matter. You write it down. Now, the first thing you do is you write it all down. And you're already going to feel better for writing it down. You may cry. That's also actually a healing thing because crying is the liver releasing emotion. So here we go again. So in this instance, crying through the process is actually taking something that's stuck in the body, in the emotional field, and physically removing it through the tears. So that is a good thing. Don't worry if you're not crying, but if you are, that's one way to deal with it. If you are upset by that process, use my breathing techniques. Okay, use some of the meditations, which I'm sure we can put on the link below, a couple of really good ones that will help you just soothe your nervous system. Because actually the liver also is responsible for your nervous system. So using the breath, because metal, which is the breath, controls the liver. So the breath will soothe the nervous system. It will start to allow you to process. It's already part of the processing process. Actually, that's, yes, the processing process. Yes, it is. Okay, once you've done all that, the next thing to do is get your list. And in an ideal world, have three highlighter pens, three different colours. And if you haven't got one, don't worry. Just write A, B or C next to each thing, okay? Or you colour code it, up to you, whichever way you do it. Colour coding is probably better, okay? So what happens here? Well, you're going to have, let's say you've got red, blue and orange as your colours. Right, so red is C and C is unforgivable. Unforgivable. That was unforgivable. How dare that person do that to me? That was awful. This was awful. This is anything awful. This is the stuff that's so awful. One of our lovely people in the community is actually a grief expert and she's writing a book specifically about those cases where things are so awful. You just think, how on earth do you ever retrace yourself back from that awful stuff? It's that, okay? It's anything from extremist to whatever upsets you so much. That's C, okay? That's red. Okay, now we go to the opposite extreme. This now A, which can be green, okay, is someone cut me up in Sainsbury's or someone kind of nearly ran me over the and they on the zebra crossing, they just whipped over and they didn't say sorry, but luckily I stood back on the curb and it was okay. You can let it go. It's okay. That's A. And then B is everything in between the two. Okay, now that is what I call your ABC healing list. And I use it for all sorts of things, but in this instance, we're using it for forgiveness. So the first thing that you do with this journal is you've now grouped your feelings. And then rather than sort of swirling around and making you feel a bit kind of like generally kind of a bit pissed off and a bit narky and you're lugging all this stuff about, now we've itemized them into kind of some kind of organization. You leave C alone. Move C, don't worry about C. C is unforgivable, so we're not even dealing with C. What we're going to do is we're going to deal with A. 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 Forgivable. Now, if you're fairly advanced in this stuff, you've been following me for a while, you've done some Qigong, you've started this stuff, you may well find that A is really easy to just lift off. So it may well be that A, you're like, oh, who cares? It's fine. Can't remember, forgot. It's that. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, okay. Well, gone. And if you're struggling with it a little bit, then what I would do, as far as the purposes of the journal are concerned, is I would probably leave it there, okay, for the time being, and then just say, right, I've done my list, and now I'm going to go to sleep. And then what you do is you go back in the waking hours to A, and what you do is you remove the negative energy physically. Now, this is where the body's amazing, because when you start to work with the mind and the body, because it's all connected, you can move things physically out of the body that have got emotionally stuck. And what is the way to do that? It's really easy. You shake. She says, standing up in her pyjamas. This is the last time I cheat and wear my pyjama bottoms when I've got to record. Oh, no one's going to notice I'm in my pyjama. Well, of course they are. Right, you shake. For those of you who are only listening, I've now stood up and I'm shaking and shimmying from side to side, wiggling my arms, going like this, like jelly on a plate. Okay, jelly on a plate. It's that when we were kids. Okay, so this is how. And you can stamp the feet and you can breathe out. You can do panty breaths. Ha, 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 like this. And you can literally say it and you can laugh it out. Ha 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 ha. like that, okay? You can literally laugh out your A-list and let it go. And beyond shaking, you can tap the body as well, drumming the body. This is where the body tapper comes in. You can tap it with the tapper. You can pat it with the brush, which should also be called the patter. This is a brush patter. This is a tapper. For those of you listening, not watching, these are just some of the Hey You tools which we use to strike the body. And by striking the body and by breathing out and laughing and just generally getting it out and literally reading through the list and go, man who ran me over or nearly ran me over, you're forgiven. It's fine. I forgot. It's fine. Luckily, I stood back in time. Luckily, my sixth sense kicked in. Thank God I had one. The person that cut me up in Sainsbury's, your need was obviously greater than mine. You're forgiven too. And go into a state of forgiveness. And the key thing is, ladies and gents, is you must notice how it feels. And what you will notice is it feels really, really good. It feels amazing. It feels so much better than lugging it all about. Okay, and what you'll notice is that once, and you may need to do it a few times, if you're new to all these techniques, it may take you a week of every day going through your A-list or just picking bits off your A-list and just going, that there, right, let me shake and laugh that out. And really laugh. One of the techniques I talk about a lot is laughter therapy. Just looking at the thing, just laughing at it will shift the energy vibration and it will get it out of the body, which is what you want it to do. And at that stage, also, I would recommend body sculpting, which is the sculptor, and literally gua sha it out of the body. The body sculptor comes with all the instructions and everything else, but you need to literally press strike. It comes out through the skin, it comes out through the fascia, it comes out of its held emotional place inside the body. Your body at this stage is like landfill, being clogged up with all this crappy emotions that you don't even need. And what you will then notice once you start to do it is the release of it feels absolutely amazing. You feel lovely. You feel such a lovely person. You feel great. You feel really good. You know what? This, I'm just going to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. She says with her very husky voice. But it is literally let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because you, and notice how you feel. Now, just orbit around your A-list until you feel satisfied that you have cleared it. And it might take a day. It might take a year. It doesn't matter. The point is you just clear it. Because each time you do it, you feel better. And eventually you'll look at it and go, ah, don't care about any of that. Right, just then cross it off and go, there you go, A-list, done. Now, you do exactly the same thing with your B-list. And so you move through the list. And if you wish at this stage, you may well feel that your B-list has shifted. And what you might find is that you want to attack the B-list now and color code it again and go, right, let's lose B-list light, B-list medium, B-list heavy, sort of verging on the C-list, like a dark B-list, okay? And go to the B-list light and do the same thing. And the thing is, what you're doing is as you're sloughing off these lighter feelings, you're starting slowly but surely to get the sense of the feeling. You're going to get stronger in your ability to forgive. You will get into the sensation of how good it feels to be in that energy frequency. And slowly but surely, you're going to make your way to that C-list. But you may well not make that C-list for a long time, and it doesn't matter. And if you've done these techniques with me before and you're getting used to it and I've just reminded you and you've gone, oh God, you know what she talked about that 3 years ago? I forgot all about that. Right, well, maybe it's time to go back to your C-list. And at this stage, by the time you've gone all the way through A and all the way through B, your abilities to forgive and the energy frequency in your liver would have completely transformed itself. Okay, all through this process of journaling. And this is just one technique I'm giving you. I literally need to write a book about how to journal, which is on my list of books to write. I haven't quite finished it yet, along with a lot of other things. But anyway, in the meantime, I'll give it all to you here. So the idea is that when you're eventually at the territory of C-list, what you're going to find is that, first of all, you're going to feel completely different. So you won't feel the way you feel right now because you'd have cleared A and B and you've got the hang of it, got the sense of the sensation. And what you then do again is we're now at the unforgivable. Now, I've had unforgivable things happen to me. I've had quite a lot of unforgivable things happen to me, and yet I've forgiven them. And I don't wish to sound sanctimonious because I'm not sitting here going, yeah, I've forgiven everyone and everything's great. It's like, can I just say, when I got to the bottom of my C-list, it was really hard. And the universe had a bit of a habit of coming back at me and double checking to make sure that I really had let go of C. Okay, so often what you will find as you're going through this process is that you sometimes get spiritual tests and they normally come and jump at you just at that moment when you're going a little bit sanctimonious and thinking, oh, this is really good fun. I'm really good at this. Well done me. I'm feeling so great. I feel so healed. I feel so wonderful. I feel such a high vibration. Bam, in comes the test. And you are likely to fail. I did. Okay, and that's fine too, because at that point back you go to the laughter therapy and you laugh at yourself and you forgive yourself for being so useless because you're in Earth school and it doesn't matter because you've got a lifespan to practice this stuff. And what you may well find is that by the you will reach points whilst you're going through this process where you'll get little challenges, spiritual tests come in and they check that you've got it, and it's really easy to fall back in your own pattern to go, oh, that person again, God, I can't believe that. And they go, oh my God, it's a spiritual test. The guides are testing me. I need to be on my wits and I need to pass my test because I'm in Earth school. And you do. And it may take two or three goes, but it doesn't matter. Okay. And it may well be that you reach a point where you get to see, and then at that point, again, divide C down. It might not look as bad once you've done a few spiritual tests and you've cleared A and you've cleared B. And then you go, right, let me have a look at this C list then. Let's have a look at this unforgivable bunch of stuff that's been going on over the last 52 years. Right. And you have another look at it. And you go, oh, do you know what? It's not as bad as I thought. So you break C down into A, B, C. C light, C medium, C really hard. And right down there is the bottom of the barrel, okay, that you save till last. You literally save the best till last. And you will find that you will be able to get through it a little easier. Now, what happens, I hear you ask, and then I shall wrap things up once and for all, because this episode's going forever, even by my standards. Right, now what happens when you get to the end of C? Well, that is your moment of ultimate glory. Because that is your moment of ultimate transition. Because if you can forgive the unforgivable, you will have done so much good for your liver that you will feel completely transformed. Because forgiveness is key. So the more unforgivable the actual thing is, the more beneficial that becomes to the body. Because out of the greatest darkness comes the greatest light. And it just doesn't work any other way. And that's just how Earth School is, because those are the rules, which is we have to go through these tests in order to stay in our higher vibration. And this is the key, no matter what. And the thing about forgiveness is a high virtue to your energy frequency. And your energy frequency is the highest form of healing in the body. This is not healing with a sculptor or a tapper or a hot cold shower or a Qigong class. This is healing with vibrational frequency, which is a sensation, which is very light. So light. The healing modality is forgiveness itself. And what you're going to do with this very delicate energy frequency is go all the way in to your deepest pain, to your deepest trauma, to the worst thing that's ever happened, which is your no matter what. That your test is, I can maintain my high virtuous state of grace no matter what. No matter what. There's the test. And I'm not saying it's easy. And I'm not saying that I've achieved all of it perfectly. And I'm not saying I've passed with flying colours. But what I can say is I have tried. I have applied it. I have done it. I have suffered through it. I have been through the eye of that particular needle. And it's not easy, but you use your journal to work into these high feeling vibrational frequencies, which in turn can heal the body. So in the lowest possible level of journaling, the first thing that you want to do is just process your day, because that helps your liver process your day before it then has to process everything whilst it's asleep. So it's a little sort of moment here to just like pre-help it. It's like giving yourself, I don't know, digestive herbs to help your digestive system. That's what that does. But in its highest format, you can use your journaling for the highest level of healing that I can ever teach you, which is healing with high energy frequencies like that, going into your deepest sensitivities. And it's not for the faint-hearted, but the ABC list is the way to do it. It's really interesting. It's a really good way to start. Don't worry too much about going through the eye of your needle when you start. Just start. Start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. Right. So with that, I think I need to stop talking because I think I'm going to lose my voice. So just to say, she says, rustling through her piece of paper, now lost everything. It's a wrap. It's now a wrap. Okay. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Now, I've now completely forgotten what I was talking about. What have we talked about? We've talked about journaling at length. We've been talking about skin tones. Gosh, that felt like a long time ago now. And we've been talking about the Australian law, about how important it is to disconnect. That feels like an absolute mind-blowing episode, if I do say myself. And what episode are we on? We're on episode 71. It feels like a magic number, although it isn't really. It doesn't really relate to anything specifically. But goodness me, I cannot believe that we've been now here for so many months, that we've done 71 episodes. So thank you all so much for joining me on this journey into this podcast. If you have any questions at all, if you're on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook or YouTube, please put your comments in the comment section below and we can answer your questions. Or you can email in to ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. Please say that it's confidential if you don't wish us to share the question, because we like to share everything, because if it's beneficial to more people. And if you're on Apple or Spotify, do please share this with your friends and family, because it gives us the opportunity to get this really fascinating content out to more people and hopefully helping more people as well. So thank you all so much for joining, and I will look forward to seeing you in the next episode.